Sport.
BBC Radio Cornwall.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio Cornwall's Local Football Review. I'm Ross Ellis. We start, as always, with a look at the full-time scores. Peninsula Premier League. Buckland Athletic 3, Launceston 0. Camelford 4, Plymouth Parkway 1. Culumpton 3, Bovey Tracy 6. Liscard 3, Ivybridge 1. Penzance 4, Dartmouth 0. St Austell 0, Falmouth 2. St Blasey 0, Witheridge 2. Tavistock 0, Saltash 5. Torpoint 1, Alberton 5. In the Peninsula West Division, Foxhall 2, Penryn 2. Holsworthy 1, Helston 2. Perranporth 4, Mousel 3. Plimstock 2, Godolphin 0. Porthleven 3, Callington 0. St Dennis 4, Hale 4. Truro City 0, Dogwalls 3. Vospers 1, Wadebridge 0. Throgmorton Cup second round, Bodmin Town 3, Gampton United 2. And in the FA Trophy third qualifying round, Gloucester City 1, Truro City 1. And that's where we start. Jake Ash's equaliser in the second half earned the White Tigers a replay. But Lee Hodges has a frankly bizarre story about the goal celebration.
He does everything for this club and I'm pleased to see him score. Celebration was a bit ropey and I've told him that, but he's got a story behind it. He said he sees Espria. He met him last night and he had a friend come and watch the game today and he said if he scored he would do the Espria celebration.
Where is Jake Ash meeting Espria? Where has this happened?
He come down. He stayed with a friend last night in Cheltenham and he said he was just out walking in and he said he met up with him and we don't believe him, but he said he did meet with him and that was a celebration for that.
Peninsula Premier League leaders Launceston suffered a defeat at the hands of the champions Buckland Athletic. It finished 3-0 to the Devon side. Launceston's boss Lee Cooper has this assessment.
I think 3-0 was a little bit flattering for them. I don't think there's any doubt on the best side probably won on the day, but first half was very, very even, 0-0 at half-time. and we expected them to come at us a little bit the second half. They had the advantage of a not too stiff breeze, but noticeable enough, and they put us under a bit of pressure and hit the crossbar, missed a couple of chances, and you think you're just about weathering the storm with probably 15 minutes to go, maybe 18 minutes to go, and then they go and score a sheer fluke from right out wide on the left-hand touchline. Lads obviously whipping across in, and it's just flown over everybody's head and just nestled in the top corner. So give them a huge lift, give us a bit of a mountain to climb, and unfortunately one of their lads scored a worldy second, probably about 3 minutes after it. He won't score a better goal than that, you know, probably in his entire career now.
Liscard Athletic picked up their 13th win of the season at home to Ivybridge Town. Darren Edwards' side won 3-1.
We haven't disgraced ourselves when we've lost to those sort of teams. And, you know, today at Ivybridge, it's just one of those afternoons where you just got to roll up your sleeve. You know, the winter's coming, the pitches aren't brilliant. You've just got to roll up your sleeves. And that's the pleasing side for me, because these winter months, as they come through, you know, the games aren't free-flowing always. It's a lot of stop-start.
Penzance earned a much-needed 4-0 win at home to Dartmouth. It was the Magpies' fifth win of the season, pleasing manager Gary Marks.
Basic mistakes and a bit of bad luck all mixed in one over the last few weeks, but today it all come good again, and totally deserved our 4-0 win today.
Yeah, a fifth win of the season, it's put you up to 16 points, and it's come at the right time, really, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. It's always, you know, I've said to you right from the very word go, Ross, like, you know, we do struggle a little bit, and small squad, and when you all of a sudden you get four or five injuries at one time and unavailability, it's hard, and it's continued through the season so far with us, but today we was only three missing today, so you know that was a bonus for us. But we've gone out and we played well, and we have been playing well. We just haven't been able to finish as our goals for tells us.
And finally, a special mention for Jim Collins. He played his 500th game for Wendron United on Saturday, and he scored from the halfway line in their 4-2 win over St Ives Mariners.
If you feel you're still achieving something, and you can pass your knowledge on to some of the younger players, and I'm still happy to keep going. Keeps me fit. I enjoy it. Most of the referees in the league will tell you I got the worst sense of humour of any player in the league, but I've been in the middle refereeing for a couple of years and I know what it's like, so just entertain him.